Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
The World Cup 2026 is building to what could be its greatest chapter yet. Julian Alvarez's stunning strike into the Swiss top corner did more than seal Argentina's place in the semifinals. It set the stage for what many are calling a dream Final Four. For the first time since 1990, the last four of a World Cup features four previous winners. And FIFA has noted it is also the first time the four top-ranked teams have all reached the semifinals. France against Spain pits the tournament's best attacking side against its best defensive side, with contrasting footballing philosophies that one writer has compared to an orchestra facing free jazz. Yet even that heavyweight clash is overshadowed by England against Argentina, a fixture not seen at a World Cup since 2002 and carrying the weight of 40 years of history since that infamous 1986 quarterfinal.
It will also mark the first time Lionel Messi has ever faced England, while for the English, it represents their best chance of reaching a World Cup final in 60 years. Stars including Messi, Kylian Mbappe, Jude Bellingham, Harry Kane, and Julian Alvarez are all still present at this stage, with Lamine Yamal still widely expected to produce his defining moment of the tournament. If the semifinals follow the pattern of the World Cup so far, there's a genuine case that football has never seen a better Final Four.
Argentina's physical limits loom large ahead of their World Cup semifinal against England. Argentina are through to the World Cup semifinal in Atlanta, but the path there has raised serious questions about the defending champion's physical condition. Coach Lionel Scaloni himself pointed to Switzerland's strength in duels as a key reason his side struggled, even after the Swiss were reduced to 10 men for the final hour of the match. FIFA statistics paint a striking picture. Argentina rank last, 48th out of 48 teams, for average player speed across the entire tournament, with Lionel Messi ranking 580th among all players individually. No Argentine player appears in the top 20 for high-speed running, and only Alexis McAllister cracks the top 20 for total distance covered. England's Jude Bellingham, meanwhile, ranks second in the entire tournament for sprints, and England manager Thomas Tuchel has made clear he wants pace and power from his side. Both Cape Verde and Egypt found success against Argentina on the counterattack, exploiting space out wide when Argentina committed players centrally around Messi, a pattern that could give England real cause for optimism. Scaloni's squad against Switzerland was the oldest team in a World Cup quarterfinal since Brazil in 1962, though that Brazilian side went on to retain the trophy. England edge Norway in World Cup controversy. England beat Norway 2-1 in their World Cup quarterfinal on Sunday, booking a semifinal place against Argentina, but the match ended in fierce dispute over two key decisions. Jude Bellingham scored both England goals, including the extra time winner, which Norway's players protested had struck the spider cam wire suspended above the pitch. Under FIFA rules, any contact between the ball and the wire should result in a drop ball at the point of contact. FIFA responded with a statement, saying the sensor inside the connected ball showed no peak in the so-called heartbeat of the ball while it was in the air, meaning no evidence of contact was found. Norway midfielder Sander Berge called the wire incident ridiculous, adding that the 2-1 scoreline reflected how fine the margins were.
Norway were also frustrated by the disallowing of a goal after Erling Haaland was penalized for pushing Elliot Anderson to the ground, with Haaland himself arguing that if that was a foul, he should receive one in almost every single duel in every match. Captain Martin Odegaard acknowledged he had not personally seen the wider incident, but said the margins had simply not fallen in Norway's favor on the day. A shadow hangs over the 2026 World Cup as VAR sparks fury on the world stage. This is the third World Cup to feature video assistant referee technology, yet the system continues to divide opinion more than ever. VAR has been granted expanded powers at this tournament, including the ability to correct cases of mistaken identity when issuing yellow cards. The most explosive incident involves Argentina's Lionel Messi, who appeared to stamp his studs onto Algeria's Issa Mondi in the first half of their group game, a challenge that by the laws of the game looked worthy of a red card. yet VAR did not even recommend a review, and the referee settled for a free kick. At the other end of the controversy scale, USA striker Falaran Balogun was sent off against Bosnia and Herzegovina after VAR presented the referee with slow-motion close-ups of a studs-on-calf challenge that carried little apparent intent, though his ban for the following game was subsequently overturned.
In the round of 32, France were denied a penalty after VAR backed the referee's on-field decision that Kylian Mbappe had initiated contact with Senegal's Sadio Mane, even though replays showed Mane did not get any of the ball, and the corner originally awarded to France was also reversed to a goal kick. Croatia's elimination by Portugal also drew fierce debate after a late equalizer was ruled out for offside, with a deflection off a Portugal defender at the heart of the argument over whether the laws had been applied correctly. Egypt went further than most, filing a formal complaint to FIFA over officiating in their game against Argentina, with manager Houssam Hassan alleging bias toward the South American champions. Jude Bellingham shines at the World Cup, but faces an uphill battle for the Ballon d'Or. Jude Bellingham is arguably England's most influential player at the 2026 World Cup, with his match-winning brace against Norway in the quarterfinal turning heads and sparking talk of a Ballon d'Or push. The World Cup carries enormous weight in the Ballon d'Or race. Think Lionel Messi in 2023 following Argentina's World Cup triumph, or Luka Modric winning it in 2018 after Croatia's run to the semifinals. But the award covers the full 2025 to 2026 season, and Bellingham's club campaign at Real Madrid was his weakest yet, with only 6 league goals, 4 assists, and no trophy to show for it. The last time a player won the Ballon d'Or without claiming a major club trophy was Cristiano Ronaldo back in 2012-13. Even if England were to lift the World Cup, which would still require beating Argentina and then either Spain or France, the bigger beneficiary could be Harry Kane, who scored 61 goals for Bayern Munich and helped the club sweep all domestic trophies in Germany. Kane also went one round further in the Champions League than Real Madrid, making him the stronger overall candidate heading into the voting. Bellingham's World Cup form is undeniably electric, but in the broader calculation, it may simply be too late for a serious Ballon d'Or challenge.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.